Hachette Audio presents The Lucky One, written by Nicholas Sparks, read by John Bedford Lloyd. Clayton and Tebow. Deputy Keith Clayton hadn't heard them approach, and up close, he didn't like the looks of them any more than he had the first time he'd seen them. The dog was part of it. He wasn't fond of German shepherds, and this one, though he was standing quietly, reminded him of Panther, the police dog that rode with Deputy Kenny Moore and was quick to bite suspects in the crotch at the slightest command. Most of the time, he regarded Moore as an idiot, but he was still just about the closest thing to a friend that Clayton had in the department, and he had to admit that Moore had a way of telling those crotch-biting stories that made Clayton double over in laughter. And Moore would definitely have appreciated the little skinny-dipping party Clayton had just broken up when he'd spied a couple of co-eds sunning down by the creek in all their morning glory. He hadn't been there for more than a few minutes and had snapped only a couple of pictures on the digital camera when he saw a third girl pop up from behind a hydrangea bush. After quickly ditching the camera in the bushes behind him, he'd stepped out from behind the tree and a moment later, he and the co-ed were face to face. "Well, what have we got here?" he drawled, trying to put her on the defensive. The girl stammered something like an answer as she tried to cover herself with her hands. It was like watching someone play a game of Twister by herself. He made no effort to avert his gaze. Instead, he smiled, pretending not to notice her body, as if he bumped into naked women in the woods all the time. He could already tell she knew nothing.